Well, as concerns continue to be brought to light around the youth mental health crisis, some local innovation leaders are chiming in as a push for change continues. It comes as the trial between 29 U.S. states and Meta, the company behind Facebook and Instagram, has begun, centered around the addictiveness of its social media platforms on youth. Communitech CEO Sheldon McCormick says it can often be a tough balancing act for families across the board.
I think we have a very high degree of confidence that tech is creating challenges for our youth. A lot of struggles pertaining to social media. And that's well documented. At the same time, I think we have a view that tech can be a big part of the solution in terms of how we support our youth.
It also comes as new numbers from the Center for Addiction and Mental Health Services show that as much as 46% of youth between grades 7 and 12 reported moderate to serious levels of psychological distress post-pandemic. William Craddock with Kids Help Phone says it's forced them to be as adaptable as possible.
And so it's important that as the number one youth mental health service in the country, that we evolve and stay on top of the ways that young people are reaching out and the ways they want to communicate.
He said that the one silver lining is that through it all, the number of kids opening up about their struggles has never been higher, giving more opportunities to help and better opportunities for families to stay connected. I'm Justin Kohler.